This week's parish is called Truma. It means donation. Vikholi Truma. You should take from your Truma. Hold on, take. I thought you give. Give a donation, don't take a donation. Well, I just did a fundraiser last week, so I know how to take a donation. I'm going to tell you something. Here's the vort. Li Lishmi, Rashi says, for Hashem, for the sake of heaven. But here's the deal. It's actually easier to give tzedakah for the sake of heaven than it is to receive tzedakah for the sake of heaven. When you're giving tzedakah, obviously it's a mitzvah. Why else are you doing it? So it's much easier to get in that headspace where you're doing it for the right reasons. When you're receiving tzedakah, sometimes it feels like it's about you and your needs. And that's why we're told specifically, v'yikuchu li truma. When you are receiving, on the receiving end, you have to have extra kavana that you're doing it l'shem shemayim. So remember that. Sometimes we're on the giving end, sometimes we're on the receiving end. Sometimes it's monetary, sometimes it's other resources or favors or whatever it is, because that's how the world goes around, is that there's giving and receiving, and that's just the pulse of life. So when you need to receive something, and we all at times need a little help from others, remember that you're not doing it for selfish reasons. You're doing it because this is how Hashem's world operates, that in order that there should be give and take and life and pulsing dynamic energy going through the universe, there has to be movement. Things have to move from one to the other. And there's going to have to be someone who's on the receiving end in any given transaction. And when you're the one who's receiving, just remember, it's not because you're selfish. It's because Hashem needs there to be a recipient, just like he needs there to be a giver. Good Shabbos.